from NPR News. This is All Things Considered. I'm Melissa Block.
And I'm Robert Siegel. Now, baseball at its worst. The Detroit Tigers are off to one of the most dismal starts in the history of the major leagues. That despite ownership of high repute, at least in another sport, and a spanking new ballpark. The team has won just 3 games out of 26, and if they keep it up, they would surpass all records for baseball futility, including that of the woebegone 1962 New York Mets. Sports writer Stefan Fatsis of the Wall Street Journal joins us now. Stefan, baseball, of course, is a game of numbers. So going by the numbers, how bad are the Detroit Tigers?
About as bad as a team can be. They have a collective team batting average of 189, which means they get less than 2 hits for every 10 at-bats, and no team has ever finished below 200. Juan Gonzalez of the Texas Rangers has hit 11 home runs, and so have the Tigers collectively. Their 3-23 record works out to a winning percentage of 115. The worst ever is 130, which was the 1899 Cleveland Spiders. And by my count, there are only 3 teams in the 20th century that had winning percentages of 250 or below, winning one out of every 4 games. The Tigers are on a pace to win 18 games and lose 144, which, of course, is ridiculous. Projecting out never makes any sense. If we had done that, the Baltimore Orioles in 1988 would have lost all 162 games because they started out even worse than the Tigers, losing 21 in a row.
Well, the Tigers are, of course, the franchise of Ty Cobb, Hank Greenberg, Al Kaline, in later years, Sparky Anderson, Kirk Gibson. This year, they hired a local legend, the former shortstop Alan Trammell, to be the manager. Who is the owner who has let this tradition-rich franchise sink to such horrible depths?
He's Mike Ilitch, and it's surprising because he also owns the Detroit Red Wings, who have been perennially successful in hockey. But Ilitch hasn't been willing to spend on the Tigers. I think the Tigers decided a while ago that it just wasn't worth the incremental spending to be middle of the pack rather than just bad, because you lose money one way or another. But they've also must have made a lot of mistakes involving the development and drafting and training of their young players.
But Detroit did do something that typically takes clubs on the road to recovery. They abandoned an old ballpark and they built a beautiful new one.
Yeah, they got rid of Tiger Stadium, an old jewel, and they built Comerica Park, and that certainly had an impact the first season. They drew over 2 million fans, but attendance has gone down since then. The curiosity factor wears off, and once it does, you better have a good team or you can't capitalize on it.
But you mentioned attendance. Ball clubs in new ballparks and old ballparks are all drawing badly this year. It's off again, baseball attendance.
It is. It's down about 5% so far, on top of a 6% drop last year. Some of that has to do with the war and the economy, the factor that have affected other businesses, but I think also there's a cumulative effect of what's been going on in baseball in recent years. The sport essentially has been dissing itself, saying it's got labor problems, saying that the payroll structure is such that some teams don't even have a chance of competing, and I think that takes its toll on fans.
What do you think about the change Major League Baseball has made, that instead of just alternating home field advantage in the World Series, which team gets 4 games at home, which team gets maximum 3, now that'll be determined. The league will have home team advantage if it wins the All-Star game.
I think this is a monumentally stupid idea. This puts incentive in the wrong place. Baseball has wanted to make the All-Star game more relevant because last year's game ended in a tie, which was embarrassing. TV ratings have been down. I think a better way of livening up the All-Star game would be to split it and do what hockey has done. Make it a game between the North American players and the rest of the world. That way you get your international market interested, you give players something a little bit different to compete for, and it would be interesting for fans.
Thank you, Stefan.
Thanks, Robert.
Stefan Fatsis of the Wall Street Journal talks with us on Fridays about sports and the business of sports.